Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, order your favorite combo meals, kick back and eat with Too Much Nerd Talk, hosted by a Big Mac, a Whopper, and some Baconator fries. Add a six piece, please. All right. Welcome to Too Much Nerd Talk this week. If you can't tell from that intro, we're going to be talking about some fast food in a little bit. My specialty. I'm a fat guy, a fat stoner. I love fast food, you know.
But, you know.
Right? So, how have you been? I feel like we haven't did a show since Monday.
That's about it.
So is, how's life been since 2 days ago or 3 days ago? I don't even know. I do so many shows a week, guys.
I feel like it's been a whole year in 3 days.
If anybody wants to go back and check out that show, go back to our old time machine and check out our old shows. And Monday show was awesome.
Ask me Levi's.
Dakota can't talk tonight. I'm going to throw that out there. Dakota cannot talk tonight. Dakota's English is bad tonight. Just throwing that out there.
That's probably because he's so excited because we're about to talk about his favorite food.
Yes, true that. But before we get into that, I got some random fast food news stories.
Awesome.
First off, man arrested for tossing alligator into Wendy's drive-thru window. It was a Florida man. His name was Josh James. He was 23 years old, and he thought it would be a funny joke.
Fascinating. Fascinating what people think will be a funny joke, isn't it?
Yeah, well. All right. The second one is drive-thru worker pulled out of a window by her hair. She got in an argument with a customer, I guess, that was in the window, and they were like, fuck off, and pulled her out and smacked her around a little bit. I guess it was also posted on YouTube, so if you guys want to go check it out.
I'm just
going
to say, I just want to say, like, that had to take some skill, and that girl had to be, you know, to pull her out the window. She wasn't a luscious girl, because she wouldn't have come out the window, so maybe, you know, she's...
And then last but not least, man rose through Taco Bell drive-thru half drunk in a wheelchair. Cops are called. Turns out it was a stolen wheelchair.
It was a what?
Stolen a wheelchair was stolen.
Oh. Well, that had to suck.
I guess for whoever's wheelchair it was, but
yeah, exactly, yeah.
How does that work? Do they take that to like the car pound or something? Because you know, they have to be like, it's been towed. the car love you.
Nah, probably it's small enough. It folds up and went to the locker room.
They're like, it's in evidence, bro. It's in the trunk of your car. It's not. It's in evidence. Oh, shit. Well, while we're waiting on Ryan to call in, I'm going to jump into the ads. Dr. Logan is hard at work on his Christmas season vapes. So be on the lookout for candy cane, reindeer hair, elf piss, and hot cocoa. All those sound very delightful, especially the elf piss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our ad for this week. Don, don, don. And then whatever the hell they put on our show at the end of it.
Yeah. Whatever they advertise at the end.
We'll talk a little fast food. We're not going to jump into everything fast food yet. You know, we're waiting on our third man for this. But what is your favorite fast food place?
That is so hard to answer because it depends on my mood. Like, I feel like fast
food. Let me ask this then. Instead of asking what's your favorite fast food place, what's your favorite fast food item? What's your guilty pleasure item. Mine is Baconator fries or a good McDouble.
I don't know. Like, it depends which fast food place I go to. Like, say McDouble, so that, you know, that's McDonald's. But at McDonald's, my guilty one to go to is a hot and spicy McChicken with extra mayonnaise.
Gross.
And, like, so KFC, when I go to KFC, it's the only mashed potatoes that I eat, literally.
They do have some good mashed potatoes at KFC.
I'll eat them, and their gravy is delicious. It's the only mashed potatoes that I eat, that's everybody, like. And I love their slaw.
Gross.
Guilty pleasures. Well, you don't. Well, I mean, I guess you could have vinegar slaw, but you know, I have mayo.
So it just depends on where you're at is what your guilty pleasure is for that place.
Yeah.
What you're trying to say.
Yeah, and I do like that's my guilty pleasure. Like, I'm more for the sides at KFC. Like, I like their crispy chicken. Don't get me wrong, but what makes the meal is the mashed potatoes.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. We have Logan that's called in, and I know it's Logan, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We know this is Logan and not some random caller.
Right. Yeah, no, not some random.
The topic, since you asked me in a message, is fast food. We were just going over, or Lacey was just going over her guilty pleasure fast foods, and she was saying that it's depending on what fast food restaurant she's in is what, you know, her guilty pleasure is for that.
Yeah.
I guess I will ask you the same question. What is your guilty pleasure fast food? Like, if, you know, is it what?
Food.
McNuggets? Some.
Bro, I don't know. Like, I would have told you before, like, Jack in the Box, because it was whatever, but, like, since I moved out here and there's no Jack in the Box and there's no In-N-Out, going back to Phoenix, it was like between Panda Express, Jack in the Box, and In-N-Out. And since it's been the, like, couple years since I've been there, I would commit a war crime right now for some of those Jack in the Box tacos.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Lacey, have you ever ate Jack in the Box tacos?
I've ate it one time because they put it in Nashville and I had to go. I went and ate there. Did you
have the tacos though?
I did, yeah. They're talking about
okay. Let me paint the picture for people who's never had these, right? They are the shittiest looking tacos you'll ever see. Probably taste
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't know because I personally never ate one sober. Jack, okay, where me and Logan are from out in Yuma, Jack in the Box is one of the places that was open 24/7. So, like, you can go, like, 2 o'clock in the morning after leaving a party and hit up the drive thru and get you some tacos. And
so,
wrong show,
Jack
Logan. Wrong show.
For y'all.
Sorry, dog.
Jack
sorry, I was coughing.
For y'all was, like, our Waffle House.
No,
yeah.
No. Waffle House is something completely fucking different.
No,
Waffle House,
I would say, would be, like, our AZ Donuts out there.
Yeah, Waffle House would be, like, IHOP.
Yeah.
With
we
the 24/7, right?
But,
it's just a pancake house, right?
Yeah.
But what you're talking about is the congregation that acquires there at 3 o'clock in the morning,
right?
There is nothing better than sitting at Arizona Donuts on what is that 16th Street and Avenue B?
B, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Avenue B. It's either 24th Street. My bad, 24th Street and Avenue B. The thing is we live next to we were right next to Mexico, and with that came a lot of drugs, and with that came a lot of drug addicts. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, it was like safe for them to come out because all the bar people were out. And it was one of the most hilarious situations. You'd have half drunk people tweaked out on the vending machines. The whole place was like a reminded me of like a middle school arcade.
All right.
That'd be
fantastic. I don't want to hijack the show with a funny-ass story, but I got a funny-ass story about AZ Donuts, and I don't know if you remember this or not because you were there. We were there after a party with a few of the homies, and we were all leaving, and I walked up before everybody. We all get in a car to leave, and you turn around, and I think Mikey turns around and looks in the back seat, and I stole the big newspaper stand.
Yes.
And had the whole thing in the back seat of the car.
Bro, because I was trying to get in the car, and I had to, like, what the fuck am I going to do? And I had to sit in the back with that fucking thing.
Lacey, you know, like, the newspaper, free newspaper stand thingies, you know, like, that says free newspaper.
Yeah, wait, you threw it. No, you threw it in my car, bro. That was in my Explorer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't even remember.
Now I remember. I was really drunk. Dude, what? And then we wired up throwing the newspapers like down the road.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah. But yeah, that's our Arizona donut is kind of like the Waffle House, comparative as far as like the crowd goes. Which Waffle House is hilarious at 3 a.m. too. So it's
yeah, that's what we have.
Here's one that Logan would know, but Lacey, like I was telling you before, you would have to experience to really get it. Wiener Schnitzels.
Oh, Wiener Schnitzels the business, dude. That
it's
is
like
pretty
much they put chili on everything is all it is. I mean, that's
it's
their
like
thing.
A Frosties, I guess, kind of like I don't know if you know what a Frosties is. It's like, it's just like a hot dog spot, like Snyder's or whatever. And it's kind of a West Coast thing, but. The chili dogs, chili cheese fries, hot dogs, chili burgers, that kind of bullshit. But it was like a chain that was along the West Coast. And it would either make you have the worst shits in the world after eating and drinking with that, or you'd be all right and you'd be hungover like a motherfucker the next day. But it was amazing.
Lord, that's almost as bad as eating Taco Bell, but you already have stomach problems eating Taco Bell the next day, but
every time.
But next minute anyway. But could you imagine doing that with being drunk too? You know?
Oh, imagine I lived that life for 6 years.
Listen,
yeah,
like,
it wasn't fun.
So
literally,
you
lived in a Taco Bell bathroom for 6 years.
Bro, no, I mean, like, drinking heavily and going to Taco Bell is, like, the only thing that we have around here at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So we ate a lot of Taco Bell. And it was not I think my booty still has, like, scarage because I've never pooped like that.
So let me tell this story about Ryan real quick, okay? About him a little bit. We weren't even drinking. This was, you know, things just happened to us anyway. But we were with friends, and he decided when all that, like, the hot tacos come out, like the different shells and stuff that come out, like the volcano ones. Do you remember those?
Right. Yeah.
So they're really hot. And so they decided to, like, see how many each of them can eat before they got sick.
Oh.
And so I forget. Ryan ate. I can't remember how many Ryan ate. Like, it was outrageous amount. And then all of a sudden, like, you literally could hear his stomach, like, making, like, a volcano sound. He takes off and goes to the bathroom. As soon as he comes out 30 minutes later, he's like, we got to go quick. We got to go now. We got to go fast. He's got, like, cold sweats, and I'm like, what's going on? He goes, oh, it's flying in the car. Get in the car. So I'm the driveway car. And we get in the car, and I'm driving away, and he says, oh, my God, I leaned against the door, and the door came off in the bathroom. I'll see.
Oh, God.
The door.
So he broke the bathroom.
Yeah. So I said, what did you do with it? And he thought, I just leaned it up against the stall and ran.
He's like, why do you think I was trying to get out of there so fast?
Yeah. And of course,
oh, that's great.
Plus either. So, you know, he not only did he break the door off the attendant, he also stopped up the toilet.
In my mind, like, this is hilarious because I know the panic that he's going through.
Oh, it's like panic.
As one thing after another just fails him miserably. Just the toilet, he's like kicking the toilet thing trying to get it to flush, backs into the door, busts the door open. He's got shit everywhere. It's just.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's
the funny thing was,
A fan question was, what is your worst fast food experience? I guess that would be Ryan's. What is one of y'all's?
No, not even close.
She did not even close.
Okay.
That's a fucking Tuesday, bro.
Yeah, that's just, you know, that's just normal. My worst one, Lord. So we live out in the sticks, so it actually just was closed this last year, which is really sad. We had North 40. It was a truck stop, and it had a restaurant on it.
Yeah.
And it stayed up open 24/7, too. Like, we went down there many times. I guess the worst was getting food poisoning in there, and I couldn't even make it out of the truck stop. But Ryan, I can't. There's so many. When he gets on, you'll have to ask that question again.
I mean, poor dude. He's like, I don't even know why the fuck I go.
Worst experience at a fast food place.
But you know, he goes back. Like, he loves.
My worst experience at a fast food place. Oh, embarrassing. So. How do I put this? The news and local media had painted a very broad picture, and my face had become quite the interest, right? So I didn't know, because I hadn't been watching the news, that they had made like a PSA, like, see this guy, call the local police department, right?
Oh, God.
I had no fucking clue. So I was going about my day, as normal as that was, and I was like, man, you know what sounds really fucking good? Some Burger King. And no, I'm not going to use the fucking drive-thru. I want to go in and sit down and enjoy a meal by myself, in peace, just, you know, just have some quiet time. I did not get that at all. The girl behind the desk recognized my face from the local news department thing for the past couple of days, talking about this guy, person of interest, right? They just need to talk to me. Well, she didn't inform me when she took my order that she had dialed the cops. So I sat down and was eating my double Whopper with bacon and cheese and my onion rings, because that's what I like from there. And I started seeing police cars get, like, very... there's a lot of them. And I kind of got a little nervous. And I went to go and leave, and the girl goes, while on the phone, he's getting up to leave, come in now. And
He ate the burger. The burger has been eaten. I repeat, the burger has been eaten. Get him.
Yeah, no shit, no. I just got like a super eerie feeling, and like I didn't like the feeling of seeing all these police officers' vehicles like kind of like encompassing the area in which I was in. Right, and so as I'm walking by the thing, the chick's like, he's leaving now. You can hurry up, get in here. And I just, something in my, I think the jackrabbit in my blood kicked in, and I just took off, got hit by a police car, trying to run.
Spirit.
Oh my God! The Whopper right out of the.
Yeah, I went to take off out the front door and run across to where the car was parked, and a cop just boom hit me with the car. I double roll over and decide that the vehicle is obviously not an option, so I tried to run through the grass, and I hear a lot of keys rattling and like fat guys huffing, and like I could smell the sweat, and so I knew I was in a little bit of trouble because these fuckers hadn't had Krispy Kreme in a couple of days, and they're like fucking rabid animals. And they ensued a pursuit that did not quite go the way that I think they strategically planned it to. I winded up hiding in a drain underneath a fucking road for fucking 9 hours. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. Come to find out, I had a dislocated knee from the top.
Time out. Only question I have about this is, was the Whopper good?
Bro, I was thinking to myself, man, this is a really, like, good burger. Right before I seen the cop. I don't know, man. I was having one of those, like sentimental moments where I just wanted to have some peace in my life, and it just went to shit so suddenly.
I've been there, bro. Like, you ever just have a shitty day, then, like, you get a McDouble, and you're just like,
Right, you're hoping it's going to be better, right?
Like,
you think
just,
the day's
like,
going to be better.
Goes away for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, and
with
then the SWAT team shows up.
The phone.
Yeah, and then, like, the SWAT team shows up and fucks up my burger that I only got 2 bites out of.
Whoa, you didn't get to
when I started seeing the cops come, what am I going to run with a bag of, like, my Whopper bag? And he's crazy? I don't know. I mean, that's a good way to get the dog to find you or throw him off one, but, like, legit, I wasn't thinking about that.
I
definitely wasn't thinking that when the girl was like, he's leaving now. Hurry up, get him in. And suddenly threw me into a panic mode, and I had to run. And then I hid in that drain pipe for, like, 9 hours, man.
Why do I feel like this is, like, a bad Mario Brothers thing? Like, you didn't power up from the burger, and you went down the wrong drain pipe.
No, man, it was not. Well, it was not.
Up
it, there was
no. Not to die by getting hit by a car. I mean, come on.
So
now.
Like, I can hear.
He powered up from the burger, then got hit by the car, and just took him down.
Yeah, I got hit by the car, and they dislocated my knee with the front of that cruiser. I didn't know that until I was in the drain pipe, and I could start to like feel myself again, and it was just like, oh, this is horrible. And I could hear the dogs, and
the whole time
there
the
was
drain
like,
pipe, thought, damn, I could have ate the whole burger. Like.
I wish I had. You know what?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Years later, after everything had calmed down and I was no longer the person of interest in incidents like that, I went back expecting to have a fucking amazing Whopper, and it was shit. And I fucking thought about shooting the place up.
Oh, my God. What if you went back and your Whopper was still sitting there?
Yeah. No, I was so mad. I was like, I just want to shoot everybody in this fucking store right now. And the guy like behind the counter couldn't understand why I was being so short with him, and I was like, "Who made this?" And he was like, "I'm not going to tell you that, you know."
It's not the person with the spatula right there. I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah. Like, I was like, "Was it you, you greasy fingered little fucker? Come here, let me talk to you." And he was like, "It wasn't me." And I had a little, you know. Now I'm not allowed back, but I tried to go back that one time, and it was.
All right, well, that'll segue into another fan question. The clown or the king?
I think we just covered that. Fuck the king. I can't go back to most. I'm technically not allowed to go back to any of their locations.
Logan's banned from the king, so he's on the clown side. What are you going with, Lacey?
Yeah.
Again, I guess it depends on what I'm getting. Like, if I'm going for a hot spot.
Let me rephrase it to help you out. I got a Whopper in my left hand, a Big Mac in my right. Which one are you picking?
The Whopper.
Yeah.
All right. So he's going the king. I guess I will be the tiebreaker on this one.
Hold up, though. Hey, by clown, are you talking like Jack in the Box clown, or are we talking like McDonald's clown?
That is.
And I'm
should we have a clown on? Should we dare have a clown on?
Which clown are you down with, cuz?
Don't forget about Whataburger. I mean, I sat in line
is that a clown?
For 2 hours to get Whataburger
is that a clown?
One time.
I've heard of Whataburger, but I'm not quite exactly sure. I'm thinking it's more like
is it a clown?
Right? Oh, the mascot? I'm not sure. Like, I've heard of him. I'm not sure.
It's just a BW.
That means we need to do a clown off.
Then we could throw him
in Jack in the Box. But I'm gonna say, is that kind of like a In-N-Out Burger, sort of? No.
No.
Whataburger? No.
Whataburger is like patted out ham patties, man.
White
They're
apple
delicious.
Too.
Oh.
What?
Logan is over there practicing for Wednesday's show.
Oh no! You forget this is me all day, bro.
And the whole battle between White Castle and Crystals, you know.
Oh, I was going to bring that
White Castle actually kind of sucks.
That was another fan question. Way to jump in on that. White Castle or Crystals?
Crystals.
White Castle.
White Castle.
If you're going to do it, do it OG.
White Castle sucks. White Castle. Well, I'll be honest.
The only thing cool about White Castle is they have Big Red on their fucking soda dispenser.
Yeah.
That's it.
No. Yeah. So I will say Crystals.
That's it. That's the only thing that's cool about them.
Okay, what about, let's see, okay, hold on. I got a most random, it's most asked questions on Google about fast food, and let's see if I can find a good one. What is the slowest fast food? What do you guys think it is? I'll let you guys throw in your, I'll give you a hint. We have not mentioned it yet.
Man, it's going to be like Carl's Jr.'s or something for real, Hardee's.
It's not Sonic.
No, I'll give you a hint. It would be one you guys don't want to think of. But they did make the news a few years ago for being sexist or racist or something.
What, Chick-fil-A?
Or hating. Yes, you got it, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that makes sense because their freaking lines are always ridiculous and it's only like...
They are ridiculously long, but, you know... like it's divine, like their nuggets. Fun thing is, Jack, I think here in Tennessee, it cracks me up because literally it's in the same parking lot. It's KFC and Chick-fil-A, like it's going to South Jackson. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know, you're cheating on each other for each one. So I just, one day I'll eat at one and the one day I'll eat at the other.
She's like, I have to evenly disperse my time and money so that they don't feel left out.
You know?
Or inadequate.
Because yeah. The colonel gets bad, and then, you know, Jesus is over there with his chicken, you know?
Okay.
She's in a steady relationship with these, like, restaurants.
Next one is, what is the oldest fast food chain? I'll give you a hint.
What are we
talking about, Nathan? It started in 1921, and we have talked about it.
What, like Nathan's, McDonald's?
No, it ain't McDonald's.
It's not Burger King. Is it Hardee's?
I give you a hint. They have Little Burgers.
Oh, White Castle?
Oh, it's Crystals or White Castle, man.
It is
Crystals.
White Castle.
White Castle.
They are the oldest and been around since 1921, followed by, I believe, McDonald's in the 40s and then KFC in 52.
1921?
Okay.
Yep.
Those numbers are off.
oh, here's
yeah,
a good
think
one.
About how many of those little things
KFC
that they've done in that amount of time.
Than McDonald's.
What was that?
Is KFC healthier than McDonald's?
Fuck no.
No, everything's in grease. Yeah.
Besides grease.
No, we're all rolling in lard here.
No, and not just lard. Chemicals.
Yeah, probably not.
Men's health stable. What? Okay. KFC released on greasy oils and sky-high cholesterol content. They're the unlikely victor, though. So they're better than McDonald's.
it's probably... Realistically,
all that human
it's
meat in
because they do have to change their grease out a little more.
The human meat. You heard all the crazy QAnon stories, but they're all...
What is the number one best fast food restaurant? It's an easy one, guys. You guys can get this one off the top of your head.
Yeah, it's Mickey's, right?
And of course. Good old McDonald's.
Yeah. Universally.
What else we got here? What's going on? What is the least favorite fast food restaurant? Oh, this is just dumb. This makes no sense to me.
Is it also McDonald's?
It's also McDonald's.
Yeah. I got that one.
Here's what is the number one fast food restaurant in the world? Once again, you got this one.
McDonald's. Yeah. And
they
because
are
it's in every
restaurant.
Country. Yeah.
Seems like they're kind of dominating the charts here a little bit. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that makes sense in a way that they're also the least favorite because people got burned out on them because literally they're everywhere and they're more accessible.
Out of the top 50 list, here are the top four favorite restaurants in the U.S. McDonald's is number one. Starbucks is number two. Subway is number three. And Taco Bell is number four, which is very surprisingly on some.
I mean, don't they just have like donuts?
I don't even count Starbucks, the fast food place.
Especially in America, people make really bad decisions. And we like to do it all the time because, like, as a society, we're designed to fail. So, of course, Taco Bell is our favorite.
You know.
I'm going to limit to say Ryan's relief never came in, did they?
Yeah, he just texted me a few minutes ago. I just hadn't said anything. He said she's still not showing up. She hasn't showed up for like four or five shifts now.
I literally just looked over and saw that it was 30. Like, it's already been 31 minutes. I was like, oh, shit,
Ryan.
She only
works 2 days a week. Like, come on now. Show up for your work.
Oh, damn. That's it. We're going to have to, like,
he's not happy
right now.
Just kick
on the show to make fun of him, get in front of her, I mean. Shout out to Ryan. Sorry, bro. We love you. here's a random fact that I don't know if you guys knew. I knew this because I feel like I've done an episode about this in the past at some point. But did you guys know that KFC in China is like what they do for Thanksgiving? That's like their big thing. That's like how they're like a lot of families over there celebrate Thanksgiving. Figured that would be a good random factoid for you guys.
Yeah, because I mean, it's fucking China. Like, why would they be happy about our Thanksgiving? They don't give a shit.
Really?
Well, here's the part of the show that before Logan came on, me and Lacey kind of talked about this, or we might have talked about this off air, but I'm a little excited about this. I have found a special list. Lacey knows what I'm talking about, what I'm fixing to get into. It is a special list. It is McDonald's secret menu list, and this is the top 13 items you have to try. From the McDonald's secret menu. Before I even get into this, did you guys know McDonald's had a secret menu?
Yeah.
I heard something about it on like TikTok or something like that, but.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's jump into this.
I follow a guy on Facebook who's like, I forget. I think his name is like Jordan Howlett or something like that.
Yeah. He does all the secrets.
Yeah. He tells the secrets of different places, and I remember him talking about that as well. So, but go ahead, it's been a minute since I've heard McDonald's.
He explained. All right,
well, some of these are
McDonald's
just like, you would be like, okay, whatevers. Some of them sound good, and some I'm like, huh. All right, number one is ice cream sandwich.
I forgot they had
I'm
that
picturing
there.
Just a basic ice cream sandwich or something, from, you know what I mean? Maybe with this picture on the thing of it.
You mean
that's
the
like
ice cream machine works?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's it. That fucking thing to work, at least to make a sandwich out of it. They probably put it between two McGriddles.
Huh. Now, the next one sounds pretty good to me, a orange dreamsicle shake.
Yeah
those are fire.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one.
Now, from McDonald's, you've had one, or you just had one in general?
Yeah, no, from McDonald's. My wife, she's seen it on TikTok or something, but a few months ago, she went down there, and she came back with this, like, orange swirled, like, milkshake. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what is that? She's like, oh, it's that thing, you know, off TikTok or whatever. And I tried it, and yeah, it was absolutely fantastic, but it made my sugar spike so bad. Like, I was just, it's so
diabetes.
Sweet and sugar, and I don't eat a lot of sugar, so like I don't do a lot of sugars and stuff like that. So when it hit me, like, it was very sweet. So I can't do it again,
well,
but it was very good.
Here's one I think Lacey might would like. It's a number three. It's number three, and it is a McChicken Big Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, okay, I like yeah, because I can't imagine the chicken and the burger being together. I'm not about
it. Hold on.
I don't know
maybe
if the burger's going to be with it. I think it's
going to
be just the chicken and place the beef.
Yeah, I'm pulling up a picture of it for the show me, and then I'll see exactly what this looks like here. Okay, it's not showing me, or am I just my computer? Okay, two is the mix. Okay, I guess I should have just scrolled down some. Okay, McChicken Big Mac. I do not see no hamburger at all. It looks like a big chicken patty.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's just like the fixings that are on a Big Mac, but it's on a with a chicken patty instead.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
I could do that. I mean, it's just veggies.
Yeah, and I mean, that Thousand Island dressing stuff that they make is pretty good.
Like
so.
Thousand Island, yeah.
That's fine. All right,
the
really.
Next one is called a Poor Man's Big Mac, and it looks like just a Big Mac without cheese. The Poor Man's Big Mac is a McDouble. Ooh, it's a McDouble, a bargain at around $1.49. That's a lie. I've never. When the hell has a McDouble ever been $1.49? This is some BS.
It's been a few years.
two burgers and one slice of cheese with special sauce. That's the Big Mac sauce. Extra lettuce.
So basically,
and no
ketchup. So hold on. It's
Big
a Big Mac without
bun.
The fucking bread.
Right. Yeah, it's the Big Mac without the third bun. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it just said. So that's okay. The next is an apple pie McFlurry.
Ooh. No, I would want to try that, you know. I just fully
that
into
is,
fat world.
That is a fall treat. It's an apple pie blended into your McFlurry. That does sound pretty good, actually. I kind of want one of those.
Literally, in the back of my mind, I was like, it's still fall, check. Like, that's what I'm
going
to be doing.
She's like, it's still freezing. She's like, I'm going to be hitting up McDonald's tomorrow.
Here's a weird one.
Getting out
of McDonald's
right now.
I'm going to go hit him up tomorrow, like, after hearing that.
I'm looking at this right here. Here's one that's going to throw you guys off. It's called a Big Mac and Cheese. And can you guess what you think this might look like? I just want you guys tell me what you think this looks like.
Mac and cheese on a fucking burger?
No, it's called the Big
Mac
and
Cheese.
You both would be totally wrong. I love both of y'all's guesses over what this actually is. This is a vegetarian Big Mac. It's literally no meat, and it's just lettuce, cheese, and whatever else comes on it.
Well, that sucks. I could do that at home. That'd save money.
Fuck that.
Yeah. As well, just, you know.
Oh, here's a good one, guys. A grilled cheese.
Another
thing I can make at home.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Slightly less tasty, but way less expensive than the Big Mac and cheese is your grilled cheese, which is a cheeseburger. Hold the burger.
Oh.
It will run you around 99 cents, and you can decide whether you want them to hold the condiments as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm totally going to pronounce this wrong, so forgive me, guys. It is the McAlfogato. It is some kind of, like, ice cream looking drink. I'm not sure. Affogato? A-F-F-O-G-A-T-O. Affogato?
Affogato.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is. It sounds foreign. Made up. Maybe Jamaican. All right.
Well,
next one. Here's a good one. Here's a good one. Cotton candy soda.
I have had that, like, in the Fayo sodas.
It sounds pretty good, cotton candy soda.
It is.
No,
it
like
is
a diabetic
coma.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, if
though.
You put two pumps of French vanilla syrup in Sprite, it mimics the taste of cotton candy.
It does.
This is
the
McDonald's secret menu item. Man, there you go on that one. All right.
I've actually done that at home once. Yeah.
Oh, I actually do this when I get mine. I actually put my hash brown on this, but Brown McMuffin is number 10.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
you got to do that. That's mandatory. That's why you have to order two.
Yeah, I always order two hash browns.
One for the sandwich and one to eat off the side.
Yeah, exactly. Because
that's one thing there that's smashing, bro, is their hash browns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to try this right here because this looks so good. How many? One, two, three, four, five with some bacon. What? Okay. The Monster Mac. Oh. The Monster Mac is a Big Mac made with eight burgers instead of two. It will cost you extra, of course. it will cost you about $2.50 per patty. And this was introduced
25,
in 1968.
That's 22, that's like $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's crazy. The Monster Mac.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to spend on your like early demise.
All right. The next one is a breakfast
heart attacks
item.
Come cheap.
And before I tell you what it's called, I'm just going to tell you what it is. It is a breakfast item. It has cheese. It looks like a little slice of ham and one of those, you know, like the eggs they put on it, the round ones, like the chicken eggs. Okay. It is called Land, Air, and Sea. It is.
Good play on words.
It's made with a Big Mac, McChicken, and fish or filet stacked together, which does not look like this does not look like a Big Mac, McChicken, or fish stacked together at all. So I don't see where this is. You guys have to see this. It's showing a totally something different than what it's supposed to be because this is not. It's showing me a picture of a griddle with like some ham and shit on it, you know. But I don't know. Anyways, and last but not least is fries with Big Mac sauce. Was this fries with fucking mayonnaise mixed with ketchup? So there you go. That is the top 13 hidden McDonald's secret menu items that you have to try. Some did sound good. I'm not going to lie to you.
I will. Yeah. Hey, I have a fan that had sent in a thing, and it was like, what is our favorite fast food chicken nugget? And I just want to throw out there that, you know, we haven't even talked about this restaurant much, and that's Wendy's. And Wendy's nuggets are divine. I will throw that out there. Mm-hmm. And they also, you can, a hidden menu that they just now started talking about more is the 50-piece bucket. So, and you can get them in spicy nugget or regular nugget, just so you know, because Ryan is addicted.
Wait, what is it, a bucket of what?
Chicken nugget from Wendy's.
A 50-piece?
Yeah, you can get 50-piece buckets. Yep.
For how much?
Like legit.
I think it's like, I think me and Ryan paid $10.99. So it's not. It was actually a pretty good price. And I think since it's become more popular because people started ordering it more, I think it's like $15 now.
Oh, yeah, they're going to spike it up.
It's a 50-piece, you know, and you can feed everybody with it. It's cheaper than getting, you know, two or three of the number 10.
Do you guys remember when Burger King had the crown chicken nuggets, like the nuggets in the shape of the crown?
Yeah, those were good.
Hey, I thought that was so cheesy, but it was, you know.
And then they still have their chicken fries, too, and they're pretty bomb.
I'm going to one-up it a little bit. Mine would be, it ain't a chicken nugget, it would be a chicken tender, and it would be the chicken strip basket from Dairy Queen.
Business with the gravy, dog.
Yes, with a piece of some toast and that white gravy. Oh, my God,
You can do that from Sonic now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But everything in Sonic is battered in, like,
you start talking shit
fry
about
batter,
Sonic,
bro.
They make the best damn chili dogs ever.
Yeah,
the ponies, man. It's ponies.
You do not talk shit about the Sonic, bro. You talk shit about Crystal, bro, all you want.
There's a
you can
lot
smack
of things
around Carl's Jr. all you want. Oh, okay. Here's a good one. Right, here's a good question. What is your most memorable fast food commercial that you've seen? Mine are going to have to be the Carl's Jr. commercials for obvious reasons. If nobody's ever seen them, look them up. Logan, you probably – I know you've seen them. I don't know if they've aired out.
I would say the same thing. Paris Hilton, Jessica Simpson. I remember.
Yeah. Well, like, in our area, because growing up here, it wasn't Carl's Jr., it was Hardee's, which was the same thing. But we had Hardee's.
Depending on what side you held the bag. Out there,
yeah.
Literally,
hello?
Just depending on the way you held your bag. One side of the bag said Hardee's, one side
hello?
Said Carl's Jr. Hello?
Oh, you still there?
We lose Logan?
I think so.
I think we might have lost Logan. No, it's still showing him on. Hello? Fucking Denmark, are y'all hacking us again? Well, we've lost Logan. Maybe he'll call back in. Okay, what were we saying before we lost
our,
Logan?
Here? Our area, yeah, our area where I grew up here in Tennessee, it was Hardee's. We didn't know about Carl's Jr. until, you know, the commercials and stuff would be the same or whatever, and people would be like, wait, it's the same restaurant. But
yeah,
said,
Carl Jr.'s and Hardee's is the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
the same thing.
Now, me and Logan mentioned this one tonight. What about In-N-Out Burger? You ever had In-N-Out Burger lately?
Yeah, they just, you know, in Tennessee, they just started popping up everywhere now. So the last probably maybe 7-8 years. So I've ate there.
Which is
crazy.
Okay. That's like one of the oldest, biggest franchises out there, and you would think it would have been around longer. But, you know, like,
primarily California for a long time, man.
Well, I remember when I was little here, I had T-shirts from it, but then, like, I did have family out that way, so I'm thinking that's how I ended up with them.
Yeah. No, California was the primary for In-N-Out. In-N-Out is...
Here's
probably one.
Okay, I've never personally ate there, but I've always seen where people post something called Three Guys or Five Guys or Seven
five
Dudes
guys.
In a Pizza Place.
Five Guys is really great, especially if you get their Cajun fries, and because they fill the bag full of your fries or whatever, and then they shake up the seasoning. It's delicious.
He likes Five Guys.
Yeah. Well,
about I'm just gonna do a rapid fire. I'm just gonna name a fast food place. Y'all tell me your favorite food from that place. Okay. Del Taco. I'm gonna cheat on some of these.
Never ate there.
Pretty much like a Taco Bell mixed with like a McDonald's. You can get burgers and fries.
It's like a lower grade Taco Bell, but it's got the shrimp tacos that are business.
The only cool thing about it is, like, you order, like, for, like, $2 a thing of fries, and it comes in, like, a big, like, the big fountain drink cups for the fries.
Yeah.
Panda Express.
Orange chicken and General Tso's and the Crab Rangoons.
Not a big fan of them, but I would guess they're orange chicken.
Orange chicken.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Sonic, which might be a good chili dog.
Number one Sonic burger, cheeseburger. That's my favorite. With onion rings.
Ooh, onion rings. That makes sound good.
Yeah, I think it's saying the burger there.
All right, here's one I don't think we even mentioned at all yet. Arby's.
Eats, bro.
Smokehouse
sandwich.
I love their chicken. Their chicken tenders. I love their chicken tenders. And their curly fries.
They've got some, like, yeah, their curly fries
like
are the business. They got some bomb-ass poppers.
Their curly fries are the best, and I like their old school, back in the day, when we were young, it used to be 5 for $5, and it would be
the
Arby's
roast beef and cheddar.
Yes, they were awesome. Just the original.
Bro, they used to be 5 for $5. Remember that?
Yeah. All right. Here's
yeah.
KFC, Popeyes, or Church's?
KFC.
I kind of like Church's.
KFC.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, KFC is good. They got, like, good mashed potatoes, you know, but I kind of like Church's chicken. Popeyes is okay, a little too spicy for me. Let me get you with this one. I don't know if you've heard of this one or not, Lacey, but Logan, I know you have. El Pollo Loco.
Not such a big fan, dog, just because we had so many real Mexican first restaurants.
Yeah.
El Pollo Loco pitcher is kind of like a Mexican restaurant, but like Panda Express status.
Yeah, and it wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. I didn't like it.
What about a good A&W burger?
I did like A&W. We don't have any around here anymore, but we did for a long time, and I love them. Especially if I could get a root beer float.
Yeah.
Made the experience great.
We had an A&W/KFC there in the foothills.
Yeah. Remember that.
That place was a business. So remember Crazy Ass Hazam when you worked there?
Who?
Hazam.
Dude, I haven't heard from him in years. On the random fast food is Rally's. I think it's the same thing as what,
Rally's
Checkers?
Rally's business, bro. Rally's is Checkers.
Same thing as
Checkers. Rally's is the business. I didn't even, you know what? I feel shameful for not even bringing up their fries.
Dude, the curly fry burger is the best. I will fight anybody.
Bro. So like, legit, now that I'm thinking about it, Rally's might be my place, dog. Because if you get a good Rally's burger, like a good, you know what I'm saying? Like
and they
a good
piece of shit too, bro. Back in the
dog,
day,
you don't know what, homie. Let me explain something to you right now. Like on the air, I almost pissed myself. I'm standing out in the yard. And there's a road, obviously, to the house, and it's a small back road. But apparently, state troopers like to fly the fuck down here, and I'm standing outside smoking, and I see four sets of headlights while I'm talking to you, trying to act nonchalant, and they come beaming down the road, and just as they get around the corner from my house, they turn on their lights.
Oh, no.
Dog, you couldn't get a needle
somebody
up my
listen.
Ass.
Somebody listen, they're coming
right
for
now.
You. They're the ones that hit you with the police car.
Bro.
All right. I got our last fan question, guys, and then we'll end the show. We're going to end it on
Quick question.
Not arrested note. Go for it.
Quick question. So we didn't mention any of the fast food fish places like Captain D's or
Yes. Okay. We got two
Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's, Captain D's. Is there any more like that? I mean, I'm going to go with Long John Silver's. I don't know if I've ever really had Captain D's.
Captain D's.
But I think
it's
pretty much the same thing, though, right?
So we have
different
Captain
places,
D's
different name. Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty much the same thing. Captain D's is pretty good. You know what? We had a good one here, and it was good for a while, and then we went in to go get it again, and it went to shit, and we haven't been back. But when it was good, it was real good.
Yeah. We have
just love their chicken, their little the fish stick basket or the fish basket with the shrimp and
hot stuff. I swear, like Long John Silver's, though, you can order the fish or the chicken, and it looks and tastes the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's
you know.
A fact.
Yeah.
All right. This is our last fan question, and then we'll pimp out the shows for the week and call it an afternoon, guys. Favorite fast food toys. This can be a whole episode to itself, so we'll just dive into a few. There's been so many great
ones. The gold Pokemon card. Oh, damn.
So Logan's going with the big kids' meal from Burger King because they had the gold Pokemon cards.
Remember those?
I
want to
say that's like 2000-ish, 2001-ish.
Yeah, bro, I bought every one of those fucking things because I thought they'd be worth some fucking money later on. I was right, but I don't have them anymore.
What about you, Lacey? What was your favorite fast food toy growing up?
Was it fast food kids' meal? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be just like Burger King's kid meals. It can be like a McDonald's. It can be a Happy Meal toy. Big kids' meal toy. I forget what Wendy's
toy. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, favorite toy. Yeah.
I liked when they did there's Sonic Wacky Pack toys, because the kids get them a lot, and sometimes they're like, they're a toy, but they turn into a spoon, you know, like they're really fast. Yeah.
My daughter
so, like,
got
they,
a,
like, the kids would have
it was
a
like a car
ship.
Or something. Yeah, it was either a car or something like that, or a bulldozer one that,
Do you remember when McDonald's did the Transformer toys?
Oh,
yes.
That was cool.
Dude, okay. I still have... Do you guys remember when they did the Inspector Gadget when the movie came out and you had to collect, like, each piece? I have two of those somewhere in my, like, packed up. Like, you know, the whole thing. The Power Rangers when the movie came out.
When I was a kid, like, the Burger King, instead of a toy, you would get, like, a VHS tape of a concert, and I love those. I got, like, all the Backstreet Boys concerts that way. So that was pretty cool.
Good old days, guys. Good old days.
How embarrassing is it to admit that it was Backstreet Boys?
Hey, that's not, don't do this in my back, my friend. I'll have it my way.
Yeah.
We got about 3 minutes left. This is the part where we pimp out the other shows.
Bye, bye. That's
bye, bye, bye. tune in Monday for another, I was going to try to come up with a music pun, but I couldn't think of anything, for another great episode of Ask Me Those Lines, hosted by Lacey Stacey and me, Dakota, of course, because, you know, I'm cool like that. Tune in Wednesday for the stash because me and Logan's coming back with season three. Season three.
Is that Wednesday?
Yeah, we're on season three now, bro. Can you believe we're on season three of the stash already?
Yep. I started season three. Bye.
I think that would be Monday, won't it? Or was it this Monday?
Yeah. It all kind of blends in for me, but yeah.
Oh, tell me about it, bro. Y'all don't realize I'm like 300 episodes deep in all this. I'm pretty sure I've talked about everything we've all talked about like 50 times and just haven't realized it yet.
Also, don't forget, we're having another one on Thursday, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Too much nerd talk.
And I'll be there this time. Oh, Ryan just come in. So.
Oh, what up, Ryan? We'll get you. Dude, you got 1 minute left. End the show with it. What is your favorite fast food place of all time? Tell us.
Fast food. Oh, shit. God. 1 minute. I hate being put on the spot.
40 seconds.
It's going to have to
especially
be a Taco Bell.
Especially
when
it's Taco Bell.
It burns my butthole every time, but it also warms my heart. So,
the nacho fries.
No.
All right, guys. With that being said,
hold on real quick. I have a question. How many of those hot-ass tacos were you able to get down before you almost died?
Okay. Ryan,
Lacey told us the story.
Right. How many of those hot tacos did you get down before you blew up at the Taco Bell? That
nine. And there were volcanoes.
And there was
Holy
a volcano.
Cow.
Nine.
With
Diablo
sauce.
So it was Diablo sauce added on to it.
My stuff felt like a bulletproof vest.
Dude, no wonder you broke the stall and the toilet and dipped out so fast.
Time out. Did you at least wipe and flush?
Did you at least wipe and flush?
I mean, I think it was just like one solid jet fuel. I don't think I had to wipe. It burnt all the skin and carbon. So.
The heat from the Diablo sauce cauterized his booty hole. He was straight, dog.
Oh, God, the little British lady's yelling at me 30 seconds. All right, guys. Everybody have a great night. Thank you guys for listening. Tune into all the shows next week. Hit us up on all of our social medias, of course. Remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting. Roasting, Ryan.
I'm already roasted, bro.
Couldn't have said any better myself. And also, fuck Denmark.
Yeah.